This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's November 15th, and on this date in 1867, the entire landscape of the stock market was changed with the introduction of the first ever stock ticker. Unveiled in New York City, the idea was credited to Edward Callahan, who configured a telegraph machine to print stock quotes on streams of paper tape, ultimately helping to revolutionize the market by providing investors around the country with up-to-the-minute prices currently available. Prior to this instant information, it was sent from the New York Stock Exchange by way of mail or messenger. And after complaining about not being able to find a good hamburger in the Columbus, Ohio area, it was on this date in 1969, 50 years ago, that Dave Thomas took matters into his own hands and opened up what is now known as Wendy's. Named after his 8-year-old daughter, it quickly caught on and got the attention of the industry, thanks in part to its made-to-order burgers and reputation for high-quality food at competitive prices. In fact, it took less than 10 years to grow into a franchise consisting of 1,000 stores. Today, Wendy's is the third largest burger chain, with more than 6,500 locations and 57,000 employees. And this is arguably the most famous Wendy's commercial.
At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
And that is it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.